This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:21 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. In the meantime, turning to diplomatic affairs, the announcement this week that YB Datuk Sri Tajuddin Abdul Rahman, MP for Pasir Salat, has been appointed as Malaysia's ambassador to Indonesia has garnered reactions, to put it mildly. Tajuddin is the former chairman of Prasarana, who gained infamy for his comments to the press in May last year after an LRT collision. He was subsequently terminated from his post as a result of the public outcry.
Yeah, the post of ambassador to Malaysia has been vacant since April 2021, when the previous envoy, career diplomat Dato' Zainal Abidin Bakar, retired. Political appointees are not unusual for ambassadorial posts, but Tajuddin's appointment has obviously sparked controversy, with MPs and civil society voicing disbelief. There's even a petition on change.org calling for his appointment to be withdrawn. So the question is, what does it take to become an effective ambassador, and how much does his appointment deviate from tradition?
So for some insights into diplomatic appointments, we have on the line Datuk Nur Farida Arifin, a member of the G25, a group of Malay former civil servants. She was also the former ambassador of Malaysia to the Netherlands from 2000 to 2008. Datuk, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, you've described Datuk Sri Tajuddin's appointment as the ambassador to Indonesia. You've actually called it a disaster. That's pretty harsh. It's very strong. So, in your view, why is this appointment problematic?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely.
Well, it is. I call it a disaster because YB Tajuddin is quite notorious, isn't he, for his lack of propriety, especially in his conduct in the Dewan Rakyat. Well, not only the insensitive remarks he made regarding the LRT train collision, where 43 people have been injured, he called it kiss-kiss train. And on top of that, if you recall, he and his son were involved in a fracas with when they attacked MP Khalid Samad in Parliament grounds, because MP Khalid Samad had criticised him in the Dewan Rakyat, because Tajuddin had rudely referred to DAP MP Teresa Kok as the only Kok in the house, which is totally inappropriate. And on top of that, if you recall, he even tried to silence a MP side when he tried to speak in Parliament by telling him to budak kecil tu duk.
Okay.
Well, I mean, is this appropriate behavior for anyone, for an MP, let alone an ambassador, a potential ambassador?
Yes, so that's...
If you're an ambassador, you are supposed to conduct yourself with decorum and propriety.
Yeah, that's right, Dato'. So what do you think then? What kind of factors should go into deciding ambassadorial appointments? I mean, for example, does the government consider the strength of bilateral ties in deciding who to send as, suppose, you know, as for an envoy?
Well, normally you send experienced career diplomats as ambassadors, you know, to countries, especially an important country like Indonesia, which is very important to us. Because career diplomats are trained to do their job. Because when a person joins the PTD or the Home and Diplomatic Service, they are trained, they go for training for 1 year in intern and then another 6 months to IDFR, which are our Institute for Diplomacy and Foreign Relations. And only experienced career diplomats are normally promoted to ambassadorship. Mm-hmm. They must have at least 10 to 20 years experience before they can be promoted to ambassadorship and be sent out to represent the country as the head of mission.
Okay, so career diplomats have actually been trained, they're groomed to take over this job as representative of the country. But Dato, are political appointments for ambassador positions always a bad idea? I think we see governments across the world appointing politically appointing people to this role where they see that that person may have the stature or clout that they need to influence a particular country or not.
Well, it's not unusual because it's happened before in Malaysia, because if you recall, the late Jamaluddin Jajis was appointed as our ambassador to Washington, and also Bernard Dompok was appointed as our ambassador to the Holy See. Mm-hmm. But there is no law against it. But even if you appoint political ambassadors, you have to make sure that the person should be the right person for the job. I know that the PM has tried to defend his choice of appointment or his choice of Tajuddin, of MP, of Dato' Sri Tajuddin, by saying that you can't satisfy anybody, everybody, and that he is a seasoned politician. Well, a seasoned politician does not make a seasoned diplomat. And given Dato' Sri Tajuddin's track record and his notoriety, I don't know whether this is his, whether he's, he is the appropriate choice to be ambassador to such an important country as Indonesia.
Yeah, so Tajuddin's background is no mystery to the PM Ismail Sabri. So what possibility, what are the possible motivations for Ismail Sabri to have nominated Tajuddin? What are the larger forces?
I don't know, because there's a lot of speculation in social media. A lot of people are saying, I don't know whether it's true or not, that because he needs the support of this particular politician, because he's in a rather precarious position, isn't he? I mean, our PM.
Political.
Many people see him as a lame duck PM anyway, and he really needs every political support that he needs going into the forthcoming general elections.
Political uncertainty certainly breeds these kinds of speculations, and it doesn't help, I suppose, credibility in terms of appointments made by the government. Dato', we are going to end on this question. We have about a minute left. How can the process of ambassadorial appointments be made more transparent and credible? I heard your point earlier about career diplomats being groomed for the post, but at the same time, the public doesn't have much insight into how this process goes or who these people are either. So do you think that more scrutiny needs to be included in this process? Should Parliament become involved, for example?
No, I don't think it's a matter for the foreign service. Actually, the foreign minister should be consulted, and Wisma Putra should be consulted. I don't think it has got anything to do with Parliament, though. But MPs Maria Chin and DAP MPs are questioning the choice of Tajuddin as the our ambassador to Indonesia. Well, they have expressed their views, but I don't think Parliament should have anything to do with it. Because you see, there's also, we do have the rule of separation of powers. And when you appoint an MP to be an ambassador, which is an executive job, you see, you have transgressed the rule of separation of powers, actually.
Right, there's an issue with an MP being...
is a member of the legislature, and a member is a member of the executive.
Right, okay, definitely something that needs to be considered. Thank you so much, Dato', for your insights. That was Dato' Nur Farida Arifin, G25 member and former ambassador, weighing in on the appointment of Tajuddin Abdulrahman as ambassador to Indonesia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.